can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on the podcast for you on this glorious Tuesday. Al, what's going on, man?
What is up? So I feel like I have to update a story that we did yesterday on the podcast.
Okay.
Concerning Hooters.
Yes.
So I am friends with some Hooters people still from Florida.
Okay.
And I saw my friend, her name is BL, stands for Brenda Lee. She was one of the original Hooters girls.
Really? You still talk to her?
Yeah, because she was a radio person. She also did Hooters on the radio, and then she was involved. She used to come up and do the Ron and Fez show sometimes.
Do you know Hooters used to sponsor a golf tour?
I did not know that.
Yeah, one of those mini tours in Florida. It was called the Hooters Tour.
The Hooters Tour, yeah.
And that was when you were up and coming. Now, not Tiger Woods, but someone trying to break in. You would play on the Hooters Tour to try and get your way up to what's now the Corn Ferry Tour and the PGA Tour. How about that?
How about that?
A lot of Hooters talk.
Yeah, Hooters.
So go ahead.
So she had posted on her Facebook page that from Hooters saying, we're not in bankruptcy.
Hmm.
That's a different Hooters. So I was confused, and I messaged the BL.
Yeah.
And then she told me this. I said, this is confusing. Is this two different companies? And she wrote back, yes. Hooters, Inc., Hooters Incorporated, sold to Hooters of America years ago. They're out of Atlanta. They franchise Hooters. The original Hooters owners have their own seven Hooters that no one can touch.
Now that makes sense.
Which is, and then they're building more stores.
Really? Then, in Florida, probably.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Then somebody else answered on another post I had put up there about Hooters, or responded to another Tampa person who posted the same thing, saying
yeah,
Hooters is not. And they said that the original Hooters owners, they originally opened Hooters in Clearwater. Then they opened other Hooters in Florida. Then they also opened Hooters in Chicago.
Hmm.
After that, it went to this other company that then franchised it. That franchise company's
that's
in bankruptcy.
Gone. Got it.
The original Hooters is still, as they told me, Jerry, thriving in the Tampa
area. I'm sure they are.
Area,
I'm sure they are.
In Florida.
I know. I told you I went to one with Ray Martell years ago. It was in New York. It was in the city. And this is years ago, and it was not busy.
Yeah. In fact, Jerry, my final boxing match took place outside the Hooters in New York City.
Is that true?
Yeah. It was on 57th and 8th or 57th and 7th.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And we fought in the Hooters area.
Before you retired.
Before I retired from boxing, Jerry. I lost a loser leave town match.
You know, I think part of it, too, is, I mean, this is just me. There's something about Florida, warm weather, palm trees, girls dressed for the weather and the palm trees.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I remember when Ray and I went, it was the middle of winter. It was dark. It was dank.
Yeah.
You walk in there, it just doesn't feel right.
Correct.
So maybe that's why places in Chicago and New York and all these other places, that won't work.
Yeah, but it sounds like the Chicago one still works.
Oh, I thought you said that was part of the company.
No, they have Tampa, Florida area, and Chicago.
Oh, I see.
So that one
still works. That's interesting. Well, maybe if it's the only one.
They must be very diligent at getting hot chicks to work there. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be, like, diligent.
I was just in Chicago a few weeks ago. I would have checked it out.
You could have gone to a Hooters.
I would have checked. I could have. It would have been for the show, of course.
Yes, for the radio program.
Is there a type of, I'm going to be in Indianapolis now, coming up in a couple of weeks for the Big Ten tournament. Anywhere I should be checking out?
Not that I'm aware of, Jerry.
Not that you're aware of?
I did go to Indianapolis this last summer or two summers ago. I went to see John Mellencamp, remember?
Yes, I do remember.
I went to St. Elmo's Steakhouse, which is the very famous steakhouse out
okay
there.
Right
Saint
downtown?
Like, yeah, right in downtown. St. Elmo's.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
If I'm there for a couple of nights, maybe I'll go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse.
It's a little pricey.
Well, it is what it is.
A heads up.
Is it like the place down in Jersey that you went with Gina and it's cost you $400 to get
a
couple of steaks?
No, it was just like regular
that's fine
pricey steakhouse.
Yeah, well, it's just, you
expensive
know
expensive drinks.
If I go to a steakhouse, here's what I expect. A $50 to $60 steak and $20 drinks.
Yeah, this is the place for you.
Yeah, well, no.
You're going to enjoy it.
I don't
it
want to spend that.
You are going to enjoy it, Jerry.
I'm just saying, that's one of the things I would expect.
I've been fooling around with this ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out,
what
know
is it? I don't know what it is.
So it's a good question, but it's AI, right? So mm-hmm, what can you do with it is the real question. So the way most people are using it appears, is that instead of searching for something on the internet, which you would need to go to multiple websites to get it, from what I can tell, scours all the websites, summarizes it, and gives you an answer.
Okay.
So instead of...
Is it just faster Google?
It seems like faster Google. You're not clicking on websites. All the information's right there. You're not going to individual websites and seeing ads and doing all... It just sends you the information.
Okay.
And then you could ask follow-up questions.
Yeah.
That's the most basic thing. Other people use it for other things.
Right.
But I knew it can do other things. And many, many years ago, I had a... I felt like I had a good chorus of a song, which I wrote. And I have only the chorus of the song. And this is like decades. So this morning, I said, if I give you the chorus of a song, could you write me a song? Write verses for it. I said, sure, let's see the song. So I put up the verses. Then I put up the chorus. And it knew from the chorus, like a kind of a theme, right? And then it said, you know, you want this in the style of rock or country.
Wow.
And then I said rock, and it just brought up all this stuff. And I was like, wow.
So you created a song.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I could tweak it. So then I said, okay, well, make it country instead. And I gave it a country vibe. And then,
wow.
Yeah. But then as I was asking it a million questions to refine it, it told me that because I don't pay for ChatGPT, I had used up all my...
All your free tries.
For the day. Yeah. It actually said, check back after 11 a.m. and we'll let you do this again. Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, it's $20 a month. But it was interesting. Like, I had to do the other day, I wondered, like, if I fed my dog people food, if I just wanted to feed my dog people food, what could I feed my dog?
Right.
And how... So it gave up. It said, well, what kind of dog do you have?
And this is what chat... I don't know.
ChatGPT?
Chat, and that's the website.
Yeah, that's the
chat
website.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Interesting.
And it gave me a really nice layout of these are the foods you could feed your dog. How much, and it was asked questions. How much does your dog weigh? What type of dog is it? Oh, okay, you're going to want, how old is your dog? And it says, like, here are the things you, this is how much meat you would give your dog. This is how much carbs. And then it said, would you like me to give you a shopping list for the next time you go? I go, yes, I would. It said, it was pretty cool.
Now, I know it's, you get a certain, you have to sign up for this.
Yeah, you have to give your email.
So you sign up for it, and then you get so many free inquiries per day.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Okay.
Or if you go $20 a month, you get as many inquiries as you want. So it seemed pretty cool. And I know, like, the guys here at the in the digital department, Mr. Tom Izzo.
Right.
He was showing me what he does with it for his work, which is like he'll load. You know what he does? He takes the radio shows. Like he'll take Boomer and Geo.
Right.
He'll take the whole radio show. He'll make a transcript of it. Then he'll take that transcript and ask it to create titles for YouTube clips.
Okay.
And it really does like a great job.
No kidding.
Yeah. I know some people are really into it.
I know.
Like, if you play around with it enough, like, I'm just starting.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah, it seems interesting.
I'm going to give it a try. Maybe it can help me with my cat.
Yeah.
Cat's having kidney issues.
Yeah, so it could do stuff like that.
How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I'd be into it. I'd be into trying. I'm still trying to get down this video editing, so.
Yeah, I haven't done it really any
I know, of that. I know. I'm... Like I've told you, I enjoy it, and I have an idea of something I want to do with my son this baseball season, but I got to get better with the editing before we try it. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But maybe I can incorporate this into it. Who knows?
You might be able to,
I mean, I don't know. See, but there's so many different things. Like I told you, I want to sign up for the Twitter premium to, like, to me, I would love to get, especially if with Twitter premium, we can get the podcast out to a bigger audience, because clearly for years we haven't done anything. We don't try and put it out there because it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, gets buried in the algorithms.
But if we know it might not, if we subscribe, so I want to sign up for that. And you start adding up all these things you subscribe for. You've got $600 a month in subscriptions.
Yeah, that's why you got to be really picky. So it's like, if I'm going to sign up for ChatGPT, that's I'm really going to start learning how to use it.
Yes.
You know, if I'm going to sign up for Twitter premium, I'm going to really start using it to my advantage.
When I went through all the expenses for the little tiny business that I have the other day, like there's a couple of things that I tried throughout the course of the year, and you see I had it for 3 months and out, 2 months out, You know, there was an AI video thing that I thought that would be kind of cool to use. I tried it 2 months. I spent $25 a month. Nope, didn't work. Didn't like it. That was out. Scoreholio for the cornhole. I just couldn't figure it out. I felt like a dummy. But after 3 months or 4 months of spending $25 a month, that's enough of that. So, yes, I know what you mean.
Well, that's what's good with most of these places now. They do, you can do it on a monthly basis,
yes,
right? You don't have to sign up for an annual
correct
thing.
They just charge you more if you're going to do it monthly.
Yeah.
Which I understand, and that's fine. That
yeah, like the next time YouTube Premium, like that I do on a monthly basis.
I would do that. I would actually do that annually now.
Yeah, I probably should do that annually.
There's no going back.
Right.
Not I just, a chance.
You ever have something that's like so great you think at some point they're going to ruin it?
Yeah.
That's what I think about the YouTube Premium.
You might be right.
At some point, they're going to say, minimal commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you always talk about, you get bothered by the amount of podcasts there are because crap gets lost. Why not? I mean, you can make the same case for YouTube. There's billions of videos. Why wouldn't Spotify give you recommendations based on your listening habits the way YouTube does? Or maybe they do, and I don't.
They do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
They do. So,
I realize that. Okay.
Yeah. They do it for both music and for podcasts.
Do they?
Yeah. It'll say like, that. Oh, you listen to Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn, you might like this.
Oh, it's because I knew music. I've seen that. And I've seen, they tell me the concerts in the area I might like. I didn't realize for podcasts they did that.
Yeah, it's not as, you have to be, it's, you scroll down a little bit and it'll tell you. Although it's so weird, I never trust their podcast recommendations. I don't know why.
Maybe you feel like they're being paid to be put up to the top of the list.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who knows? I mean, nothing would shock me.
Yeah, I feel like I don't want to get scammed.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of scamming going on out there.
There is a lot of scamming.
Yeah, there is.
Jill brought up somehow that he had a snake.
Yes.
That he said escaped one time.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any reptile pets?
Was never interested.
Nothing at all, just cats.
Not reptiles. No, we dog. No, growing up,
dog.
We doghouse. We never had cats. I told you, the only reason we ended up being cat people, if you will, is because my three-year-old niece dropped off her cat at our doorstep because her one-year-old brother was allergic to it and begged us to take her. And I was like, no. And then my wife was like, we'll figure it out. And then it turned out to be the greatest thing. I never had a cat before her. It was always dogs. And then since then, that's all we've had. But it's amazing. We've had so many health issues with these cats. It's such a pain, man. It stinks.
Yeah, cats and dogs, they'll get you.
Yeah, they get you.
Because the other animals, like if you had a snake like Gio had and the snake is sick, he's
it
just
dies.
Like, it's a snake.
It sounds terrible. You still get attached to it, I'm sure. I don't even think, I'd have to ask my brother. I don't even think we had hamsters.
Yeah.
Like, I know we didn't have snakes. We didn't have, I don't even think a hamster that we had. So, no.
You think you could get attached to a snake?
No. I don't, personally.
I don't either.
It's what it is.
Like, if you had a pet snake, and then the pet snake died, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, well, go get another one if you want another one.
Like, they don't have a personality, a snake.
They're just there. I agree.
I think you could get attached to a bird.
We did a birds. My mom had a cockatiel for, 20 years? 22
years? Yeah, we had
years?
A cockatiel as well.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, I think if your bird talks, you could get attached to it. The cockatiel we had did not talk. It would just whistle.
Yeah, that was ours too.
Yeah, so I don't know that I'd be attached
to the
bird.
Yeah, I think my mom was. I mean, it was sitting there in the kitchen for 20 years.
You know what? When my father used to come home from work, he'd walk in the door and whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go.
And sometimes whistle back.
And the bird would always whistle back.
Yeah.
And then the bird would sometimes, when it would just hear the door open, the bird would go.
That tiny little brain they got.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't
it? So maybe
it?
That you could get attached to, a bird.
I think it's possible.
Definitely not a snake.
Never had lizards growing up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, never saw a lizard until we went to Florida for the first time when I was a kid.
Those little gecko things or the bigger ones?
Didn't know what the hell it was. No, the smaller ones that walk across the walkway when you're in the resort. Those things. So that, But no, we weren't pet, honestly, aside from the dogs, not really pet people.
I had an aquarium. Did you ever do an aquarium with fish?
Yeah, but we always killed them.
Yeah, they always
suck to the filter.
Oh, yours go in filter. Ours always got like some sort of disease where they had white lumps on them.
On the fish?
Yeah.
No, we never had that. They just, our fish would, I don't know if we had too powerful of a filter and too small a fish. but everything would be going great. Then you wake up the next morning and three of them are sucked to the filter and dead. They bent around the filter. I'm like, okay.
So they wouldn't get sucked into it. No. They'd be just sucked to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a tropical fish tank and we also bought frogs.
Okay.
To put in there. I had two frogs.
That lived underwater?
Yeah. They would live underwater. And then they would be able to come to the surface and breathe if they needed to.
Got
but
it.
Otherwise they were in the water. But strangely, they would somehow squeeze out at night and the frogs would be like, we'd get up in the morning
be missing the frogs.
And my mother would have to go looking for the frogs. And it was so really strange. So we had wooden floors throughout our house growing up, and the frogs, you would find them like up against the wall, covered in dust. And you'd pick it up, it'd just be a rubber,
wow.
Looked like dead rubber covered in dust. You drop it in the tank and take off and start swimming. But everyone,
it was probably suffocating.
Right, it was probably suffocating.
Wow. How about that?
And then one time we found, I turned the light on in the middle of the night on the fish tank, and the frog was eating the fish.
Really?
Yeah. So even though they weren't supposed to be eating the fish and I was feeding them the proper frog food, it was eating the fish.
Yeah. Holy God.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. We love having the cats. We do. I don't know. Like, one of them's sick right now. I don't know that I'm doing it anymore. It's just, they've become, yesterday, so I have to bring the one cat for these hydration shots now because of the kidney issues he's having. Woman goes up there ahead of me. As I'm waiting there, they take the cats back. The tech takes them. So I'm just sitting in the lobby of this veterinarian hospital. I saw three people check out. These two people came in to pick up their dog that clearly had something done, whatever. It was $2,000. The next person was checking out with their cat. The bill was $600. Okay, that's what I got hit with a couple weeks ago. And then another woman who was in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair, they bring her cat out to her, whatever procedure that cat had. And the girl goes, okay, you want to pay cash or check or charge? And the woman's like, well, how much is it? She goes, it's $1,740. The woman's jaw dropped. She goes, all today? Well, that's the bill. They allowed her actually to make a half payment, which I thought was very nice of them. But these numbers, I remember growing up, you took your dog to the vet once a year just to make sure it was okay. All right, you move on. These are like humans now.
Yeah, we even used to get like shots for our dog at the town fire department.
Right, for free.
Yeah, you'd just be lined up. And they'd give your dog, I guess those were rabies shots?
Probably, yeah. Not anymore. Everything costs a fortune. It's really amazing.
Yeah. The vets got so crazy expensive.
Have you seen, if you haven't noticed, by exit 109 on the parkway, Red Bank Veterinarian Hospital?
That's where we go.
That's where you go?
Yes.
That thing's like a real hospital.
It's gigantic.
Is it five floors?
So they moved from, they were in Tinton Falls.
And
they just moved there where you could see it from the parkway.
My God. It's enormous.
It is enormous.
Like, and so just think what their overhead now is. Those bills are going, and I guarantee part of it is because most people have pet insurance now. They start charging more money.
Yeah, but even that, like, they don't really, that I have the pet insurance.
No good?
Well, it was actually, I'm glad I had it because maybe 2 years into having my dog, she had a neck injury that would have cost me $4,000.
And what it cost with the insurance?
It was a couple $100.
All right. So, I mean, then it paid for itself
at
least
itself.
In that one instance.
But the problem with the pet insurance is every year they go, you get a notice that says, oh, your pet's another year older.
And they jack up the rates.
Correct. Well, and then you can't go somewhere else because now my dog had a neck issue.
Yeah.
So now, if I were left that insurance place and went somewhere else, they could be like, this dog has a
neck. So what would you say you're paying for pet insurance right now?
I pay about $75 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just thinking, when I got this dog, I was like, okay, this dog was a racing greyhound.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
I'm sure her hips are going to go out at some point.
A lot of wear and tear.
Yeah, I just figured she had a lot of wear and tear on her.
That is smart.
But you know, the other thing you could do, but you have to be diligent about it, is you put $75 a month in your own savings account, right?
Of course.
And then if you need it, hopefully it builds up, but.
Okay, yes and no. What happens when you get that $5,000 surgery? You know how many months you got to put that $75 in?
Yeah.
you know, the $75 a month is covering you for that $5,000 yes. surgery. And I would think the chances of a racing dog not needing some sort of a procedure that's going to be costly is minimal.
Yeah.
So you'd be rolling the dice that that type of surgery is going to be way down the line, giving you time to save up the money.
Right, right, right.
I think you're better off with the insurance. And you know what? If nothing ends up happening, be thankful that you had a healthy dog for much of its life.
Yes.
So real quick before we go.
But then everything also is like you got to pay out up front and then you get the money back. You know what I mean? So like True. When that $4,000 bill came, they wanted the $4,000.
For sure. Exactly
and then
right.
And I have to go chase the money to get it back.
Oh, I gotcha. Interesting. Last thing. There was a story in the Post today. And we travel a lot. I know you travel. We joke, but you do travel too. There was a couple on a flight from Australia to, I think, Qatar, I believe. Like a 10-hour flight. And a woman, sadly, had a medical emergency and died on the plane mid-flight. So what do you do? So they were trying to get her into the business class area where I guess there was a larger area to place her. I don't even know. Apparently, she was too large.
So a large woman passes away on a flight.
They could not get her down the aisle. They couldn't move her. Of course, where she collapsed was right next to a middle-aged couple, maybe even, I'd say, in their 60s from the photo I saw. And they were in a row, of course, that had two empty seats. So they're like, could you guys slide over? We need to put this person here. 7 hours, they had to sit next to a dead body. Hmm. Could you imagine? I mean, you feel horrible, don't get me wrong. But what a spooky flight that's got to feel like.
Plus, I feel like I've heard that when people pass away, their bowels empty.
Ugh,
Have you heard that?
I don't know. I haven't heard that because I don't ask people about dead people. Like, who are you hearing that from?
I'm not sure.
It's got to be one of these shows you've watched.
No, you would think I would have heard it from there. And I don't hear it on those shows. So maybe that's not the case.
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it depends on how you pass away.
Yeah.
That could be too. But this was just, and looking at the photo, they've got like the dead body blurred out in the picture. And these poor people are like staring straight ahead. Imagine 7 more hours.
And how long do you I wonder how long does it take for a body to start
decomposing?
Yeah, and smelling. He's probably got the length of the flight. You're probably still good.
Yeah, I think you probably get 24 hours at least. Because you think of even just a regular body, if you don't wash, you might have a little bit of body odor, but you're not going to start smelling like a dead body. Like I think you got at least 24 hours
before you start stinking.
I would think so.
Definitely have a flight.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But I would think so. I also thought when something like that happened, they would land at the next airport.
Me too.
But no, I've got to go to our destination. Like, damn. That's rough.
That is rough. Sitting next to this.
Yeah. Corpse.
Person. Corpse.
That was literally just alive 20 minutes ago.
Did they at least cover the corpse? Did you see? Yeah,
it did look like it was covered. Yeah, it wasn't Weekend at Bernie's. They didn't prop her up and put her seatbelt on her.
Could I get you a drink of water, ma'am?
Imagine that you got to go to the bathroom and you got to step over a
corpse. Yeah,
I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Then that seemed like a long flight. You said 10-hour flight.
I think it was a 10-hour flight. It happened a few hours. If I read it correctly, it happened a few hours into the flight. So pretty crazy.
That is a tough one, Jerry.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
We did that this morning. You and I did that. And we'll be back here again tomorrow doing that at 5 a.m. See ya! Oh!